Here's a question for this week. What is wrong with our world? The answer, we are. If you are not one of the we, then figure every other human being is. This is week 5 of 1,560 of our Blame and Punish podcast, and I'm Bruce Carlson. Now let me go back to that answer. The truth is, maybe everyone isn't the problem of our world, but most of us probably are. If you are saying you aren't, you are either, and I'm saying this very politely, a liar, or you don't recognize yourself in the mirror. Of course, if you have never created a child, then you are absolutely not the problem. But if the day is ever going to come when you are going to fornicate and create, unless you do things to not be the problem, you will be. Please understand, we are pre-blaming all parents who do not raise their children correctly for all of the problems in our world. And what is most important to realize is a person may think they will, are, or did raise their child correctly, but they probably didn't, even if their child never commits a crime. Just because their child isn't a criminal doesn't mean the parents couldn't have done a better job. They just get a blame pass. We are going to have to draw some type of line, though. If we took this time to start blaming all parents for everything going wrong in this world, and I am certainly not absolving myself, then there would be too many problems here to deal with. We have to take this problem and break it down so there can be a fix. We at least have to cut back on what we are trying to fix. As we work together, we will see my proposal to help our world solve the problem we are discussing. Remember, it is my contention if we are going to say there is a problem, we should offer a fix. I will offer one, and then you can help fine-tune it on our Blame and Punish website. Let's go back over this. We are blaming parents for the crimes of their children. If you fornicate and create, or artificially create, you got some problems coming. There is absolutely no doubt virtually all human beings will do something wrong during their lifetime, but that is too broad of a statement. Let's make a quick comparison from one side of the scale of wrongness to the other side, so we can focus our fixing machine. Let me give you a twisted example so we can talk about our comparisons of wrongness. On one side of the scale could be that you might, by mistake, knock something off the shelf in a store as you walk down the aisle. You look back and think, the heck with it, they have employees, let them pick it up. The other side of the scale could be, as you finish shopping, you walk to the checkout counter and find the line horrendously long. You don't want to wait. You look at your cart and decide you really only need the blouse for your mother for her birthday that day. So you fold up the blouse, stick it in your right coat pocket, push the cart to the side, and walk past the register without paying. We are going to agree, since I'm the one telling the story and I'm telling you to agree for the sake of continuing, that the first offense, knocking something off of the shelf and leaving it on the floor, is not as bad as the second, stealing the blouse. The first offense wasn't really a crime, though, so maybe there really doesn't have to be an accountability for it at this time, or to society. However, if you did knock something onto the floor and didn't pick it up, you are sort of an asswipe, but we move on. I honestly don't care enough, don't have the energy, nor do I think I will hold your attention if I write a book about shoplifting. Keep reading. I'm going to describe the rest of this shopping adventure and get to the good stuff. We see the person who just stole the blouse walking out of the store. I am switching from the subject pronoun you to stop making this personal for these next few paragraphs. The security guard, a nice elderly woman who is standing by the door trying to make enough money from a very small paycheck just to enjoy an extra donut once a month between her and her husband while they live out their days on Social Security, approaches the person and says very politely, "Person?" The nice elderly lady actually uses the proper descriptive title, ma'am or sir, but I don't want to categorize one sex versus the other as being a shoplifter, so I'm just saying person. She says, person? I am very sorry to bother you, but please, would you mind taking the blouse out of your pocket and giving it to me so you can go on your way and I won't get in trouble for not doing my job? The shoplifter then says, wow, okay, sorry. The last thing I want to do is get you in trouble for something I did. As the shoplifter finishes their statement, they put their left hand into their left coat pocket and pull out an 11-inch Bowie knife still in its beautifully crafted soft carved leather sheath, and with their right hand crossing over in front of their body, in an instantaneous movement they pull the shiny, perfectly sharpened knife from within its beautiful sheath and make an outward slashing left to right motion with such speed and force that the elderly woman's head is almost completely decapitated and she falls slightly backward as her head had whipped that way, and she collapses into a pile of old bones with a tiny, crooked smile on her face that is on the barely attached head, lying on the ground with her blood spitting and pouring from her torso into a pool running away from the shoplifter. The shoplifter bends over, wipes both sides of the blade off on the elderly woman's clothes as she lays there motionless, puts the knife back into its sheath, and then puts the sheath back into their left coat pocket with their left hand as they walk out of the store. Now let's compare whether the shoplifting or the killing was worse. We already determined the shoplifting was worse than knocking something off of the shelf, but how about these last two? Okay, we've got shoplifting and slicing a person's head off. Let's see. Should we throw in the fact that the nice elderly woman was just a nice elderly woman and she wasn't a rival gang member, nor was she an enemy combatant on a battlefield? Nah, let's just make the comparison as it was laid out. Let's vote. Okay, since this may be a difficult decision and end up in a long hung jury, I will just pick. I am voting the winner is the killer. The killer shoplifter wins this round. The killer shoplifter committed a worse crime than the original shoplifter, who wasn't a killer. This ends our twisted example to explain our comparison of wrongness. So, through this exercise, we figured out how to draw a line. Let's work on one type of crime at a time through our blame and punish attempts to help our world. Let's work on murder. We will say this is what is wrong with our world. There are parents who bring children into this world and allow those children to go out and murder people. Going forward, we will consider parents to be murderers if they have brought a child into this world who murders someone. We will still talk about other crimes and use them as examples and be pissed at them, but in the next 30 years, we want to have helped solve at least one problem in our world, so let's get rid of murderers. We pick murder as the baddest crime and the parents of the murderers as the baddest people. Hey, here's a novel thought. This could make everything very easy. The trick? Parents shouldn't have a child if they aren't going to raise it right. How can we make sure parents raise their children right? I've got an idea, and we will be getting to that idea in due time. That's all for this week. Thank you for visiting. I'll start working on what we can talk about next week. And don't forget, we have a form at our website so you can comment about each episode, and you can even do your own podcast there, if you want to. Till later.